it's all about ownership and who owns what. So when it comes to land, obviously it's a much more sort of potent issue. But when it comes to food, people feel quite as strongly and emotional about it.
Hummus wars is an extraordinary chapter about. There's a fantastic row about hummus.
Yeah.
Fight it out, boys.
It's serious.
We don't fight. We're on the same side.
We kind of agree with both sides.
Hummus wars is really a fascinating thing because, I mean, hummus is the national dish of the Middle East. You know, they eat it in Lebanon or Syria or Jordan or Israel. But then again, when Jews started arriving into Palestine, then Israel, they also wanted to adopt it. But then, obviously, because there is this sort of constant confrontation, they said, well, look, this is really not your food. It's Arab food. But the Israeli, being Israelis and wanting sort of to take things over, said, no, but this is now our food. So, and then you get these arguments about who started it, when, and who's the best at making it, etc. And people are very emotional about it. It's
and
like,
are there things which Arab communities put in hummus and Jewish communities don't, and the other way around?
It's very similar.
Very slight variations.
Also, everybody in England thinks that hummus is Greek. And when I went to Greece I went on a tour to Greece once and we kept trying to order it and they're looking at us like, don't know what you're talking about.
And if you do get it, it's the worst hummus in the world.
I thought maybe it had come to England through Cyprus, through Turkish Cypriots.
I think so.
But then the Turkish also want to take chunk of it and
we really don't like Turkish hummus.
I mean, there isn't a difference really between the Israeli and the Palestinian versions.
But there's also an extraordinary little moment in the hummus bit. I'm sorry to keep sticking. There's so much more than hummus. This book is not a hummus book.
It's a really interesting subject.
About two restaurants, which went crazy. Yeah.
This is a very funny story. There was in its tiny little village outside Jerusalem in the outskirts, there was a place that was famous as probably the best hummus in the country. And, you know, people go, especially they make pilgrimages to their favorite restaurant. So this was, everybody used to come there. It used to be famous for that, for their hummus. And then one day, across the street, another hummus place opened and they said, we've just moved across the street and this is the real one. So, and then after a couple of days, the original one puts a bigger sign saying, no, this is the real, real, real original one. And this went on and on and on. The signs became bigger and bigger and bigger. And people just didn't know where to go. And then it went over a few years. And then finally, there was this campaign for this commercial supermarket hummus decided to make peace in that village between the two rival shops, and so it was sort of titled The End of the Hummus Wars,